What Didn't Happen in 1986, August 15, 2021, by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. In fact, it's a much longer list of things that didn't happen, but let's start with what didn't happen in 1986, because that is the more immediate cause of everything else. Remember Ronald Reagan and the Grace Commission? This think tank effort was an analysis of the so-called federal debt, and the findings of the Grace Commission were alarming. The Grace Commission report detailed the enormity of the federal debt and such juicy factoids as the point that all the taxes collected by the IRS were going simply toward paying off part of the interest on the federal debt. Naturally, this news created consternation and alarm at the time. It meant that, absent abundant new resources, the U.S. was fighting a losing battle with compound interest. Forget about funding roads and schools and everything else that the country actually needs. Apparently, the Reagan administration didn't know that there were two sets of books involved, so the debt wasn't paid down. The essence of this conundrum is that the actual debt is owed to the American people, who are and who have always been the priority creditors. But in order to access our credit, the federal government has been borrowing money from third parties, most notably, China. Imagine that you lock up all your money in a safe so that you can't get at it, and wander around constantly begging and borrowing against it, so that you have to have third parties investing at interest in order to pay your current bills? That's what the federal subcontractors have been doing. So you not only get stuck with a bill, you also have to pay heavy interest on borrowed money. And it's that interest on the debt that was shown to be eating us alive all those years ago. But what about our money? Wasn't it being reinvested and earning interest, too? Of course, it was. It was being used to buy majority interest in the Fortune 500 and to rig the stock and commodity markets worldwide. It was being used to fund government retirement programs and insure them 40 years in advance. It was being used to fund gigantic slush funds for the use of political hacks and their cronies. It was being used for platform trading - a casino option where the investor always wins, and so much more, including all the black ops programs, while we and the other living people were kept slaving our lives away to pay the artificial debt that resulted from misapplying our money and borrowing other people's money to pay bills the government subcontractors ran up in our names. Don't forget, the federal subcontractors were not paying their own investors, like the nationalist Chinese, at the same time they weren't paying us, their priority creditors. The 1934 gold bonds issued by FDR were supposed to pay interest owed in 1967, but that didn't happen, either. Those bonds belong to us, the United States of America, our unincorporated federation of states. Instead, LBJ transported 234,000 metric tons of gold belonging to us to Barclays Bank in Singapore, and RAD hold 164 boxes of bones worth 25,000 metric tons of gold, and other additional assets equivalent to 2 million tons of gold, and never a peep hit the press about these mammoth asset stores, which are mostly owed to the American people. And not a penny was paid to anyone. Not to us. Not to the Chinese or Germans or anyone else who was depositing their gold in Federal Reserve banks. And the same thing has been going on in almost every other country on Earth. The governmental services corporations pour mouthing about their debts, at the same time they have been swindling their creditors both at home and abroad for decades on end. As of 2012, the so-called OSVP accounts, the actual asset-based accounts, were supposed to reach critical mass, wherein they could be used to produce national currencies and float them for every country in the world without debt or interest or any kind of taxation at all. No more promissory notes used as currency. No more national debts. No more taxes. That's what was supposed to start happening in 2012, and still hasn't happened yet. Why? Primarily because the rats think that they can continue their old game. They think they can coerce/encourage us to accept a new kind of promissory note and start the same old scenario again, where we pay all the debts they accrue, and they keep all the slush funds to use in our names. Guess you know what we told them? We told them to apply our national credit to the national debt and wipe it out. It's not our style to poor mouth when we are the wealthiest nation on earth and can afford to pay our bills. Then we told them to prepare for change. We aren't going to be owing China or any other foreign government and won't be paying interest on loans to support our subcontractors' operating expenses. And come to that, there is going to be a drastic restructuring of government activities. Fewer noses up our butts and more boots doing useful work to rebuild this country and all the other countries that have suffered because of these crooks. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anavon Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anavon Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.